This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. And welcome back to the Truth Shopping Network. I am your host, Mr. Quality. And if you're just now joining us, we are smack dab in the middle of our week after Father's Day sale. And the theme of this sale is adventure and fun. Every item sold today is designed for the purpose of providing fun and adventure for dads and their families in the beautiful nature that God created. Also, every item today was recycled and repurposed from something else and redesigned for use inside and outside the home. We need to take a moment to thank Bell Myers Creations for providing all the products we are selling today. That's Bell Myers Creations, turning trash into slightly better trash since 1962. Now, dads, you are going to want to pay attention to the next item up for sale, the Fisherman's Helper. You are looking at American ingenuity at its finest. Is it a fishing rod? Is it a plunger? Yes! And with only four low payments of $19.95, you can have one of your very own. Dads, you and your kids are gonna have a blast. Now you can finally fish and unclog toilets just like the pioneers. Now, before we get to the next item for sale, we will step away and hear a word from our other sponsors from the Masculine Journey. The guys are sharing their thoughts about fun with the Father. You know you're going to enjoy that. And here is a little sneak peek at our next product for sale. The Accorda Clippers. Is it hedge clippers? Is it an accordion? Yes! So stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
And so Robbie, you have the next clip.
Yeah, how exciting. as you know, my role seriously changed in life. Besides all the radio stuff God gives me to do, I got to become the interim pastor at West Asheboro Baptist Church at the beginning of the year. And so I get to preach every Sunday. But also, one of the big things that happened for me at the beginning of the year, every year, he gives me a word of the year. And the word of the year I have for this year, is vision. Like, I had the sense that God was going to give me this vision. And so as I went into this time of pastoring this church, which is really a unique opportunity for me, I obviously leaned heavily on the Father, like, where are we going? What are we doing? And he started giving me this vision, and interestingly, out of Malachi 3, something that I had never seen before. So a lot of people know the whole passage in Malachi 3 about you rob God, don't rob God. Well, in verse 10, he tells you, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And so you may know Robbie immediately dug into the Hebrew on meat and all that. And I came to the conclusion that in Hebrew, meat is meat, man. And so, you know, I
had no hidden meaning there.
There was no hidden, yeah. It was meat. Yeah. And that idea for me being a guy is I just love meat. And so
Arby's is a Hebrew word.
Yeah, it is. And so I came up with for our church, Operation Arby's, like we have the meats. Like, man, I wanted everybody that in that neighborhood of Asheboro on Wednesday nights, man, they were going to smell a barbecue. Like, we were going to have serious meats, you know, steak and chicken and all these different things that we would barbecue every Wednesday nights was the idea. Well, as I entered into that, you know, it became more and more obvious that if it was going to get done, guess who was going to do it? This isn't a church of 6,000 people. You know, it was an opportunity for me to cook. And I've always loved to cook, right? But I was like, okay, you know, I got to feed 30, 40 people. Lord, I need your help. Like, I've grilled steaks for my family, even big, you know, at the beach when everybody comes together. But, you know, now we're talking about 20, 30 people, and we got this big, huge grill and all this stuff. But, oh, my gosh. it's been so much fun. He arrives just in time every time. And then he takes everything I've cooked and he's made it so good. Like, it's the best I've ever cooked. I mean, not only am I cooking for 10 times the number of people I would normally cook for, maybe more than that, but it's just been such a blast to see how he arrives just in time. But the beautiful thing is that, you know, for me, is when he said, feed my people, he really did. He was like, Robbie, here's the vision, feed my people, right? And so we got to do the meat thing, and then we go straight into our Wednesday night Bible study, and where we actually get to eat real meat, you know? And what we have enjoyed there is like boot camp to me, yeah. Right? The guys sitting around loving the Word of God and laughing and joking, and just like it is like being in here tonight, you know, that same kind of feeling where you're amongst the dearest friends and here's your real thoughts about this passage in Ruth or this passage, whatever it is you're studying. And I've just had like the time of my life with God just, you know, cooking in lots of different ways.
So you ready for your clip?
Yeah.
I forgot
about the clip.
Yeah, because we didn't talk about the clip. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this clip is from... Now we know why you got the clip.
Well played.
So from the Guides of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.